Reverend Dixon, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me how this initiative got started.
Well, it has started because of the fact that what I have personally seen in my own life. I had a pastor who had a stroke at age 57, 5 years later, to die at 62. My dad died from cancer, colon cancer, at 62. I had a brother, William, who passed away at age 52 of cancer. Mm-hmm. He was a smoker, but he had stopped 2.5 years beforehand, but he still succumbed to cancer. Those type of things I have seen happen over and over again. I realize that there are just too many of our men who are not making it out of 65. There seems to be a box between 45, and we're not talking about the ones that tragically die of you know, gunfire at a young age, but we're talking about those between 45 and 65. We seem to be stuck in a box.
What do you think is at the root cause of that issue? Is it access to health care? Is it access to information?
It has been a lack of access to health care, a lack of access to fresh foods, vegetables, in many cases. A lot of this is born of fear of doctors. But, I mean, there's a history behind this. If we mention the Tuskegee syphilis experiment, and that has done a number on us, because that means that as a result of that tragic experiment, which didn't last 5 or 10 years, that lasted 40 years from 1932 to 1972, that did a job on us. And so when we hear about those type of things, then, of course, it does not necessarily bring trust of the medical community.
So how do you bridge that gap if you have men who are afraid or concerned about seeking medical attention for things that are preventable? What do you do?
We have to continuously be out there in the community.
And you do have this event coming up on Wednesday.
Yes, we do.
Talk about what you'll be doing.
Well, we will be at the Wayne County Community College District, the Eastern Campus. We will have health screenings, which will be provided by the National Kidney Foundation. And they're going to be checking blood pressure, and they're going to also be checking, giving a special test dealing with the kidney to find out if the kidney potentially is damaged. The CVS has provided these pedometers. We have for the first 100 participants, we have pedometers.
Reverend Dixon, when you see the news reports coming out of places like Baltimore with this concern about black men being the victims of police violence or being the victims of gun violence or any of those situations, and then you look at this issue of black men's health, mm-hmm. which seems to be much more quiet.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's not as salacious as a man having a high blood pressure or even discovered that he had cancer and all that. That's not going to make the news. But there are many more who die as a result of diabetes or high blood pressure than even gunshots and all that. Yes, we know in the early parts between 18 and 34, yes, that becomes the number one killer. But then after that, it's heart disease and cancers that become the number one killers. And so we need to understand the fact that as we live longer, we need to live better.
So ultimately, when you look at this project, what will success look like to you?
Success will look like men knowing where they're at with their health and working to improve their health and those numbers improving. That's what we want to see.
Reverend James Dixon is the founder of Fitness Fellowship International. You can learn more about the initiative and the health fair at thefitnessfellowship.com. Reverend Dixon, thank you so much.
Thank you.